Welcome to Shomach Shovah Nadav. The month of Av is sponsored by the Einhorn family, Le'ilui Nishmas of Naftali Ber Yecheskel. We're holding Chulin Dav Tzadik Vov. The Gemara in the Tabel Amud Aleph speaks about the fact that Tevius Einom, a person who recognizes, who is personally familiar with something, it's much better than Simonim, than a sign. Because Simonim, you don't know the thing itself. But Tevius Einom, you recognize the thing itself. And the Gemara tells us, how is a sumo mutar beishtoi? How is a blind person? Is mutar beishtoi, is allowed in his wife? Because he has tfius eino, the color, he recognizes the voice. This concept of tfius eino, the color, is brought down, Gabi Machshova, in a few things. First, the Chasa Sofer HaChadosh, in Parshas Toldos, says a gewaldige Wort, says that when Yaakov Avinu went to get the bracha, he told his mother, Ulai Yemusheni Avi. Maybe my father is going to touch me, and he is going to feel that I'm not Esav. So Rivka told him, Alai kilolos chobni. So Chasa Sofer says, what does Rivka mean by saying, Alai kilolos chobni? As we know, Yitzchak Avinu was blind. So how was he mutter by Rivka to use Ein at the call? Because he recognized the voice. When Yaakov Avinu is coming in front of Yitzchak, and he's doing the trick that Rivka put on him, he's listening to the voice. He says, I call Yaakov. I recognize the voice. The voice is Yaakov. But then he touches him and he sees it's not Yaakov, it's Esav. So Yitzchak will conclude, I can now rely on Tevius Ein Adekolo. I can now rely on the recognition of the voice. Because here I thought this is Yaakov, but really it's Esav. If I can now rely on Tevius Ein Adekolo, I'm Osur and my wife. The only reason Asumu's mutter beishtoi is because he recognizes the voice. But once Yitzchak Avinu will conclude he can now recognize the voice, he'll be also to be with Rivka. That's what Rivka says, Alai kelos chobni, the klol is on me, I will lose from this whole story. Another vort is brought down. It's brought down in the name of Yonis and Ibershitz, but I found it in the Sefer Imre Havroh on Parshas Vayigash, that Yosef HaTzadik is telling his brothers, V'hinei neichem rois kipia medaber lechem. So your eyes see that I'm the one talking to you. So he says, and the way it's brought down, the Yerushalayim say, Habishit is even stronger. He says, when do we have a tfius eina de kala? When a person speaks the normal language that he's used to speak. But if he's speaking a different language, or he's speaking a different accent, then you don't have tfius eina de kala. So Yosef HaTzadik, until the time they revealed himself to his brothers, he spoke Egyptian. He spoke a different language. He didn't speak Lashon HaKodesh. Here, when he's revealing himself to his brothers, he's changed to Lashon HaKodesh. Now he's speaking his Mama Lashon, the language they used to hear him. So now he says, now you can recognize me with Tevius Ein Adekolo, because I'm using the language that is my language. Rav Yitzchak Eisenchover on the Siach Yitzchak Chelek Beis and Likud Beis, he goes on to explain, what was the reason that in Mamre Dar Sinai, Am Yisrael, first of all, heard HaKadosh Baruch Hu speak, and then Moshe Rabbeinu speak. They heard a Kodesh Baruch Hu, they couldn't listen to it. They said the neshama left their body. So they said, please, I want to hear from Moshe Rabbeinu. So what's the point of listening to Kodesh Baruch Hu first and then Moshe Rabbeinu? So he explains that Yitzchak has a chaver. If Moshe Rabbeinu speaks, you don't know if what he says is true or not true. How do we know that Moshe Rabbeinu presents a Kodesh Baruch Hu? But once Am Yisrael heard a Kodesh Baruch Hu, then when Moshe Rabbeinu speaks and Shechina medaberes betoch groinai, they recognize the voice, Tvius Eina de Kala. Once they have Tvius Eina de Kala, they know the Moshe Rabbeinu represents a Kodesh Baruch Hu. That is the reason the Moshe Rabbeinu is speaking after they heard a Kodesh Baruch Hu. And Mamash, the same idea is brought down as Fas Emes and Shvuas Tafresh Nun Tes. Yeah, that's what it says. They're going to believe in Moshe Rabbeinu once they know the voice of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. And Elzeh Aderech, as Fas Emes and Shvuas Tafresh Samech Aleph, he brings the name of the Chidush Arim. That it says the Am Yisrael Royim Es HaKolos. What does it mean they saw the voices? So he says every Yid, he knows his neshama is coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He recognizes HaKadosh Baruch Hu when Kivyochol sees him. When Am Yisrael is hearing the voices of Matan Toiro, they recognize it. Tvius Eino Dekolo, they have a Tvius Ein. I know this is something very familiar. They felt that connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he goes on to explain this difference between Am Yisrael and Umas Olam. Umas Olam, they know Kodesh Baruch Hu through simonim. You give him a simon here, a simon there. Am Yisrael know Kodesh Baruch Hu not through a simon, through Tvius Eino Dekolo. They recognize it. They know this is me, this is us. We're connected to Kodesh Baruch Hu. And this is what it means, Royim Esakoilos. When they heard the voices, they were able to recognize. Re'iyah is Lashon, recognition. So these are a few of the Divrei Torah, Pi Machshava, that are based on Tfius Eino Dekolo. Anyone who wants to join or sponsor the Shomachshava Shorim, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.